remember, 50% of it's keeping that word in front of him. The other 50% is the technique, the skills of faith. 50% is just not letting go. So, Father, we come in. Lord, we come in through the temple. We come in through the doorway. Take a stroll through the pavilion of grace, the beautiful pillars, the freedom, the throne of grace. We thank you for the grace of divine focus today, the grace of having an eye that is single-mindedly interwoven with Christ. The eye of our heart is interwoven. That we see and we say, and you fill us with the light of the kingdom, the light of our future. You fill us with the light of our future. You awaken our belief system. You awaken our faith. You awaken us to our dream. We're not afraid to dream. It's time to dream. It's time to see the fulfillment. It's time for the day of dunamis. Come through the garden. It's been so amazing this morning. Your lilies, such an amazing place. Such peace, such rest. Such an amazing grace, such stillness. Such a glory, Lord. So amazed, enemy cannot reach a flower in your kingdom. It's be very tough on his ego that he cannot breach a flower. But your flower could stand against the wiles of the enemy. It's just an amazing thing, Lord. We come in to your love, Father. Your great, amazing fullness. Will you embrace us with your amazing love and mercy towards us that's never ending. Just hold us, Father. You hold us. Embrace. We're aware that you encompasseth us. We're filled with your fullness, love and power, love and power. Father, just embrace us today. Ask for the embrace. We enter into the embrace. We enter into the grace of oneness. It's a grace. It's a glory you've given to us, Lord, by grace. To be one with you, to be one with the Father, to dwell, to abide. I'm safe in this place. I'm covered. I feel covered. I feel safe. I'm whole. I don't need an international ministry, Father, to make me whole. I don't need $1 billion to make me whole. I'm already whole. I'm whole in you. I'm full. I want those things for your glory, but I don't need them. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you for your love. Your amazing love. Thank you. Your great, great love. Thank you, Father. Come before you to ask you this day to grant the eyes of our understanding to be open, for the eyes of our heart, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, for the eyes of our heart to be flooded with light, that we may know the hope to which you have called us. We see that calling. We're inspired by that calling. We see it above other things. It's not drowned out by the world, that you infuse that calling in us, that you fill it up. Fill us with the hope of your calling in us, Lord. Show us the riches of the glory of the inheritance that you have laid up for us, that we may know the exceeding greatness of your dunamis creative power. To us, Lord, who believe, that we may know it, see it, apprehend it. That you would grant, Father, according to the riches of the glory in Christ. That you grant we be strengthened. You grant that we be overshadowed. You grant that we be infused with all creative dunamis power, dunamis virtue, dunamis life, dunamis creative provision, ministrated by your Holy Spirit into the reservoir of our inner man, Christ, the anointed, would be ordained, commissioned. By faith, that we be rooted, grounded in love, able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth of your love towards us, so we might be filled with all of your fullness. Now unto you that's able to do, Father, you're the one that does it, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the dunamis that's working in us. Today we decree it's working in us. Today we decree dunamis is flowing up from the well springs, where the water you have given us is a well of water springing up, bubbling up, flowing up continuously with everlasting life, with everlasting dunamis. It is a wellspring out from our innermost being will flow the waters of dunamis. Out from our innermost being will flow the waters of creative life. Out from our innermost being will flow the waters of virtue. We are the water pot. Fill this water pot with water. Fill it with the waters of life, the creative waters of virtue. Fill this water pot to the rim, to the brim, to fullness, to overflowing, to baptism. I see baptism. It's like Ezekiel that went out and waters to swim in. It's a baptism. It's a waters that breaks out, Father, from our temple foundation. It floods our temple. It floods our inner man. It fills our inner man. It fills it all the way up, Father. Being filled with the Spirit. Being filled with dunamis. Being filled with exousia. Being filled to the brim, to baptism. Nothing happens until baptism. You fill us all the way up with baptism. With a baptism. You fill us up with a baptism. Fill us up with a baptism of your fullness we are receiving, that we might be filled with all the fullness, that we might be filled I'm filled. I present my water pot to be filled, Father. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I am a reservoir, Father. I am the temple of the living God. I am a water pot. I have a fountain within me. He turneth this rock within me to a standing pool of water. He turneth the flinty rock in me into a standing fountain of water. Stand up, O rock with water. Stand up with a fountain of water. Stand up with a fountain of creative. I see, Father, a fountain of creative dunamis power. I see a fountain of dunamis creative power. Dunamis creative virtue. I see a fountain of grace. A fountain of living waters breaking forth. A fountain of the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. For in the wilderness the waters shall break out, and the eyes of the blind will see, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing, and the lame shall leap as a hart. In the wilderness, the waters break out. The waters break forth. Break forth. Break forth. Father, thank you for the exceeding greatness of your dunamis, creative power to usward who believe. To usward who believe. He that believeth upon me out from his innermost being will flow the exceeding greatness of his dunamis power. You're the God of all hope, and you filleth me. You filleth us with all joy and peace in believing. We're abounding in hope through the power of your Holy Spirit. We're abounding in hope through the power of your Holy Spirit. We're abounding hope through the power of your Holy Spirit. We're bounding in hope through the power of your Holy Spirit. Abounding, 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 abounding in hope through your dunamis creative power. Abounding through your dunamis, abounding through dunamis. According to your dunamis creative power has given unto me all things, all things, all things that pertain to life. All things flowing that pertain to life. All things flowing that pertain to godliness. All things flowing. You maketh me a partaker of the inheritance. You maketh me a partaker of the divine nature. Empowering us to partake of the divine nature. Empowering us to partake. We speak to this great fountain. Come forth into this city. Come forth into this church. Come forth. Fill my reservoir. Fill the water pots. Fill the bowl of the lampstand. Let the continuous oil of exousia and dunamis creative power flow, filling the bowl, preparing the final light, the lighting of the lampstand. Father, let the seven spirits of God hover now. Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God hovering over the lamp, brooding over the lampstand, brooding over the lampstand, preparing to light the seven prong lampstand with the seven spirits of God, preparing to light the final light for humanity, the headstone the light that will bring forth the final headstone, the final testimony, the seven spirits of God hovering, seven horns and seven eyes, hovering with the kingly oil, hovering with the priestly oil, hovering with dunamis, hovering with exousia, hovering over us, preparing this house for its testimony, preparing this house for its apostolic role in the last hour. We are called as apostles. We see, Father, the apostolic mantle that's being prepared in this house. We see the apostolic mantle and the convergence, dunamis, exousia, the corporate eyewitness, preparing our role. You have prepared us, Father. It is this hour and this day for which we come. We ask, Father, that you ordain this lamp within us. We ask that you commission this lamp within us. We ask that Christ the Anointed, would dwell, walk in us. The same Christ you anointed in the earth, you anoint him in us, Father. You commission him in us. Commission him in us, Father. We ask that you overshadow. Be overshadowed with all dunamis power. Your seven spirits will overshadow us. Seven spirits of God overshadow. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Father, authorize commissioning of this lamp. We know it's going to commission. We know it is your will. We're ever first, ever settled, Father. We see this lamp burning with seven torches, flowing into seven continents. The seven spirits of God flowing with seven horns of authority, flowing with the omniscience. Oh, you crown us with omniscience. Seven eyes to see. Seven eyes to see. Worthy is the Lamb to have received the dunamis, the wealth, and the wisdom to see seven inheritances, Father. We receive the oil that empowers those inheritances. We receive the very first dunamis. You sit, Lord, at the right hand of dunamis. You sit. We sit together at the right hand of dunamis. Clothe us in it. You fill us with it, the exceeding greatness of it. Filling us today with the exceeding greatness of it. Speak to the rock, come. And fill the 6 million people living in this city. Come and give water. We call the water for. Call the water for to give drink to this entire city. Waters of creative life. Waters of power and virtue. Waters of kingdom transformation, waters of kingdom provision. Father, fill this house with the waters of kingdom provision. Waters of provision that we could not manifest. The waters that are not of this world. Isaac found water. He became the envy of the world. All we need, Father, is the water that's in this well. All we need is the water. We believe in it. We know what's in it. We know its power. We see its power. We see it in the book of Acts. We see it in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Now it's our time, Father. It's our time. It's our time. Most assuredly, what we ask of you, what we ask in the name of Jesus, Father, most assuredly, you will give it to us. Most assuredly, we receive it. Most assuredly, you give it to us. Most assuredly, we receive it. Father, we commit, first and foremost, to not let go of this request. If any of you ask wisdom, if you lack wisdom or lack dunamis, let him ask of God, the Father who giveth to all men liberally, abundantly. You give it liberally. You want it to work in us. You said you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the dunamis that works in us. Grant the transference, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come. We decree release out from the name of Jesus, out from the heavenly treasuries, out from the heavenlies into our water pot, into our lampstand, into our temple, into our reservoir. We receive the waters. We receive the abundance. You give it to all men liberally, and you without finding fault. Father, you're not measuring our faults when we pray. You're measuring our faith. You're not measuring fault. You're measuring faith. Father, find the measure. Will the Son of Man find faith in the earth? Find faith. We're mixing the bowl today. We're mixing the faith today. We're mixing faith into the dunamis, into the exousia, into the word. We're mixing it. The kingdom bread. Mixing it. You give it to all men liberally, without finding fault. It will and it shall be given. It is your good pleasure to give it to us. The whole kingdom. Not one part of the kingdom. All parts. The full kingdom. The fullness of your fullness we're all receiving. We receive the fullness. We receive the fullness. We receive the fullness, Father. The fullness. A full water pot. A temple that's full. That breaks out. A baptism. You fill the bowl. You fill the bowl. They're all filled with the Spirit. Filled. Full of the Holy Spirit. Full of dunamis. Full of exousia. Full. Fill me up. Out from the rock. The waters come forth. You give it to all men. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, without letting go, without turning aside, without drawing back. To this one thing, Father, I commit to hold this before you until Christ in us is ordained. Till this lamp has been ordained to the nations. to this one thing. I hold this request till this house is filled with dunamis. As intercessors, we commit to not let go, to not turn aside, not to the left, not to the right. This word, this request, will not be taken from us. We've already won 50% of the battle by keeping this. We thank you, Father. We will not turn aside. That you are good. You heareth us. Because we're asking according to your will. I know we are. You heareth us, Father. You hear us. We shall receive. We shall receive. We receive those things, those petitions. When you stand praying, believe that you receive the outpouring. We receive the overshadowing. We receive the infusion. We receive. The fullness. The enduing. Being clothed with dunamis. We receive the seven spirits of God being sent forth into all the earth. You sent him to teach us. You sent him to lead us. You sent him to bring us up into your mountain. We found a place where you are. Now you send him us to the world. You send this word in power. You send this word in authority. You send this word in glory. With a kingly anointing and an apostolic priestly anointing. Our lamp is full of oil. Amen. Amen, Father. Amen. Amen. Faith is growing. Faith is growing. You're not looking at fault. You're looking at faith. You're looking at faith. We receive the invisible things that are going to transform this church. That's going to transform our life. It's going to transform this city, Father. We receive that which is invisible. We see it. We see it, Father. Grant the forerunner blessings, Father. Grant forerunner favor. Grant forerunner blessing. Forerunner power. Forerunner provision, open the storehouses today, Father. I'm asking for the north, south, east, and west. Call them to this house. Call them to the website, Father. To bless this house as you sent gifts to bless the birth. Bless the birth of this house, Father. Bless, bless, bless. And blessing you have sworn, Father, to us as heirs, that in blessing you bless us. And in multiplying you multiply us. I loose that blessing on this house. I loose that multiplication in this house. I loose the dunamis upon this house by faith. I loose exorcist authority by faith. I loose uncommon blessings, uncommon miracles. I lose favor. I lose strength. I lose effectual open doors by him that has the key of David. I lose the seven inheritances. I lose power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I loose the seven inheritances. I loose increase and multiplication. I loose favor, goodness, and mercy. I loose open doors. I loose paths of peace and ways of pleasantness. All your paths are paths of peace. All your ways are ways of pleasantness. I loose your fullness in front of us. I loose. Blessed be the Lord who daily, daily, daily loadeth us. Father, this is not work. This is a joy. This is joy. You fill us with all joy and peace in believing. Oh, if your people would just do this. I hear the Spirit, Lord, if you would just learn to speak. Learn to believe how your life would suddenly turn. Saith the Lord, how I'd suddenly turn the battle for you. I would direct your confession. I am the high priest of your confession, saith the Lord. I will direct your confession to victory. I will direct your children to victory. I will direct this house to a new house, says the Lord. For prepare yourselves, for you're coming into a day that you will move out from this place. I have another house for you, saith the Lord. One that will handle the growth and the outreach. I have a house, saith the Lord, a new house for a new day, saith the Lord, for a new mantle. For this house will be known of the nations. I will make it known, saith the Lord. And I will raise up ministries from this house. I will raise up apostles from this house. This will be an apostolic house, and many apostles will be birthed and born from this place, saith the Lord. Bearing all the signs of the apostles, bearing the fullness of the mantle, bearing the last day glory, saith the Lord. Know the day and the hour you're in. Do not be sleeping in this hour. Know the hour, for it's a day where the oil needs to be full for the lighting of the lamp. The lighting of the lampstand, saith the Lord. For the waters will break forth from this house. You'll know the day they break forth. You'll look at one another and say, this is it. This is what we labored for. You'll know it. You'll see the fruit of it. And it will increase from that day forth, from that day of birth that will come suddenly upon you. You'll look at one another and say, this is it, with tears. With tears in your eyes, saith the Lord. This is it. This is it. And from that day, the waters will flow into a great, great river, breaking out from the sanctuary. It will not be flesh going forth. It will be my spirit, saith the Lord. They carry the foundations of what have been birthed in this house into the seven continents of the earth, saith the Lord. It will flow like water. Saith the Lord, it will flow. It will flow as a river, as a double river. It will flow. It will flow with fullness, with glory and grace. You'll see the waters fill the lost. You'll see the waters fill the dead bodies. You'll see the waters heal the lame, the poor, the maimed, and the blind. You'll see the power of these waters, for you will say, we found water. We found water, and your deserts, saith the Spirit of the Lord, will turn into an oasis. It will turn into a great oasis, saith the Lord. Your desert will turn because you found water, and you'll reap the hundredfold. For had I not said it before, the blessing is in the waters. The waters are in you. The waters are in your well. Spring up. to everlasting life. Spring up, O wells, for my waters are in you. You'll see them. You'll soon see them, saith the Lord. You'll understand the power. You'll understand the fullness. You'll be on the delivering end, saith the Lord. The greatest blessing of all is to give. You'll be in the giving end. Many will come on the receiving end. You shall be on the giving end. It's a house that will give my bread to the world. A bread that I'm preparing. A water to a very thirsty world. Whithersoever these waters go, everything that's dead will live. I am not a man, saith the Lord, that can lie. Because you have kept my word, you will see these things. Most assuredly, the Father will give it to you. Most assuredly, you will receive it. Whew. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for affirming this house, for affirming this word. Soon you will confirm it to the world. You're affirming it to us in faith. But you're going to confirm this to the world. A demonstration. Oh, glory to God forever. You should be feeling joy and peace right now. You should be feeling elevated. That's what happens when you speak into the veil. Your faith elevates. You speak into the rock. Faith begins elevating. Elevation of faith. Whew. Glory to God. Glory. On a run. Hallelujah, Father. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying something to me. He said, with all of your learning in this house, learn to do this. Learn to speak. Learn to speak. My words, the imagery of my words, from the garden of your heart to the Father, learn to do this. Learn, says the Spirit of me, of the Lord. Learn, says the Spirit of grace. Learn of me. Learn of me. Learn. I am the high priest of your confession. I will help you. Do it. Just do it, saith the Lord. I am now the high priest of your confession. I will teach you how to speak. I will teach you how to pray before the Father, how to open the dry places, how to open the well springs of water, how to find water. I'll teach you where it is. I've already shown you. I'll show you how to draw it out. Are you not the bride? The bride of Isaac was not her qualification. The water she could draw up. Are you not the bride? Can you not draw the water up? Draw the water. Believe that they're there. Don't let go. And learn to speak. Learn to speak. Do not let the enemy steal the union. Abide in me. My words abide in you. They abide in your heart and they abide in your mouth. These words of mine shall be laid up in your heart. They will be laid up in your mouth, in the frontlets of your eyes. you will see good success. You will see the kingdom. You will see it, saith the Lord. You will see it. Listen to this word.
So I saw LaRue. He was on a stage, like a huge stage, and there was soft blue lighting. Okay, well, first I saw this huge fountain. Like, our church turned into a fountain, and it was really thick, and like, the Lord said it's going to be a testimony to our city. But then I saw LaRue standing on a stage, and it was huge, and there were people from churches all over the entire country, or all over that have been in church for 20, 30 years, and they were all looking at each other in astonishment, and the Lord said that there's a level of revelation and demonstration coming that the world has never seen.
Man, did you see that fountain? Did y'all feel that? Here, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me real careful on this. Let's bring that down just a little bit, Chris, so I want you to hear this. It's very important. What I'm about to say to you is, look at the person next to you. Say, this is very important. Chuck, just say it to yourself. Praise the Lord. This is very important. Do not go lay before the Lord and quit too soon. Well, the Lord said, showed me what most people do is they stop way too soon. They'll hit a realm of rest and they'll just doze off or just kind of quit. You have to move into the state of seeing and saying. Amen. You move into the state. He is the high priest of our confession. He is taking those confessions. He'll teach you how to pour that confession out. And he's bringing that to the Father as the mediator. And he's teaching us what to say in this hour, what to pray for, what to believe, what to speak, to bring forth. He's not has us on something small. He has us something on very, very large. It's the opening of that fountain. Isaac found water in the wilderness, and he became the envy of the world system. It's the only time the hundredfold was ever used, is he found the wells of water. He dug them up from Abraham. We're digging the wells. Amen. We're redigging them. We're speaking into that wellspring. Goes boom. Amen. Believe it's there. Don't stop. What's 50% of it? Keeping it. Don't let go. We have started a request before the Father for dunamis. Not just a cup, but a wellspring, rivers of dunamis. We're going to hold this until the waters break. You hear what he said today? He said, you're going to know it's going to break out, and suddenly you're all going to look at each other and say, this is it. Is there we're going to be crying over each other, and then it's going to break out into the world. I'm telling you, we are on the threshold. It doesn't matter to me if it takes 10 months, 12 months. God's not sitting there on the 42nd thousand, 130 times you say it, then I'm going to do it. He doesn't do that. It's a faith that the Father's requiring. And he's the only one that knows what kind of faith he's requiring. Amen? The biggest thing of all is not turning aside to go do what man can do. I've been doing that all my life, turning aside the kingly anointing to go do something. It's the kingdom. You can't turn aside. That's the unbelief that had to get buried. Now it's set like a flint on the kingdom. If you'll learn to speak like that today, he just started getting me speaking like that again. I haven't spoke like that in a long time because we've been piling the things, but just speaking into that thing like that again, you felt the power. Start doing that every day. Take aside, because if you'll do it, you'll in the beginning you won't feel it, but then you'll start feeling it. Amen. Then you'll get proficient with it, because he's the high priest of your confession before the Father, and he wants to open a well. He told me, I want to open that well.
Well, what I saw when you were talking about we were the pots, as we just in faith received, I saw the Lord pouring the water in, and it was just filling everyone up that was open and willing to receive that water, and we were just into overflow, and then the spigot was open to go out and flow into the others from our pot, because we're the pot.
So we get filled up by speaking. Don't stop speaking. Hey, you want to run past everybody in front of you? Speak. You'll run right past them. Because a lot of people just sit and they're waiting, they don't know how to get that pump full, and they quit talking too soon. Talk until you're full. Because listen, when you're full, all you're going to want to do is talk.